end. A very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again. The Oh the Pain podcast, Friday, May 17th, 2024. And the Joe Beningo the Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire. By DraftKings. And, of course, our good friends at Manscaped. All right. Boy, what a night we had last night. The Rangers in an all-time classic. If you're a Ranger fan, look, if you go back as far as I do to the old days, the Schaefer Circle of Sports days when there were six teams in the National Hockey League back in the 60s, this was last night was one of the great wins in the history of this franchise. They close out the Carolina Hurricane in Carolina in Game 6. The final score 5-3, a game where the Rangers are down 3-1 after two periods. And I got to tell you right now, as a Ranger fan, all I could think about was this great, great year that the Rangers had. They win the President's Trophy, a historic season. They win the most games in their history, 55 wins, 114 points, all of that. The sweep of Washington in the first round, the fact that they jump out to the 3-0 lead in this series. And all I could think about was, don't tell me they're going to blow this series, that this season is going to go down in flames, and they're going to blow a 3-0 lead. That's what was in my mind at the end of the second period of this hockey game. I don't care what kind of Ranger fan you are, how optimistic you are, you were sweating bullets that we were looking at a Game 7 on Saturday night. I got to tell you, I was. And, boy, I don't know how else to say it. But then, as we got to the third period, the Rangers showed you why they are a championship team. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They showed you last night in the third period why you got to feel pretty good if you're a Ranger fan that they're gonna be hoisting that Stanley Cup in a couple of weeks, just like they did 30 years ago. Unfreaking believable. And Chris Kreider, who, to me, stamped his ticket to number 20 going to the ceiling when all was said and done at the Garden with an unbelievable game last night. A hat trick for Kreider. And, of course, that sends the Rangers on the 5-3 victory. Barkley Goodrow got a late empty net goal to seal the victory. But the story of this game was number 20. And apparently, between periods, you know, as they got ready for the third period, this was confirmed by both Barkley Goodrow and Vincent Trocheck at the press conference, that Kreider said between periods, I'm going to get one going into period three. Well, he was wrong, because he didn't get one. He got three. Unbelievable. And the Rangers pulled this game out. I tell you, you could feel the difference. You could see the jump, especially in Kreider in that third period. They came out flying. And when he scored the goal that made it 3-2, and he kind of snuck the puck somehow through the skate of Frederik Andersen to make it a 3-2 game. But at that point, you were starting to feel it as a Ranger fan. And then the Rangers, they got a power play, and they finally, because the power play has been a little off here the last few games against the Hurricanes, they finally put the puck in the net on the power play. Again, it was Kreider. That tied the game at 3-3. And then about 3 minutes later, again, Kreider on a tip-in, his third goal of the game, his seventh goal of the playoff series, his 47th career playoff goal. He is the all-time Ranger leader in playoff goals with 47, and he did it again last night with this hat trick. Like I said, this was one of the great Ranger wins of all time, because I don't care how optimistic a Ranger fan you are, you didn't see this coming at the end of the second period. But we should have known better, because this Ranger team has done it all year. How many times have they come back and won games in the third period that they led the NHL in comeback wins this year? So as bad as it looked after two periods, boy, we should have known better. And, of course, Shesterkin came up huge again. And there was so many things in this game. 33 saves for Igor. So many things in this game that made you feel it wasn't happening for the Rangers last night. I mean, it really did. With the Rangers down 3-1 in the second period, how about the play that Martinook, who really was a thorn in the side of the Rangers in this entire series, How about the play Martin Luke made on what looked to be a goal by Ryan Lindgren as he dove to barely keep the puck from going across the goal line? The puck was kind of riding on the goal line. Anderson was out of position, and Martin Luke swept it at, you know, out of the crease and kept prevented it from being a goal. What a tremendous play that was. At that point, you're saying, man, there's no way they're winning this game. I got to tell you that. When that play happened last night, I'm saying to myself, they can't win this game. It's not happening. But then things started to change, and the Rangers had a couple breakaways. Panarin had a breakaway where he really couldn't get a good shot on Anderson. There was a couple different moments in this game. The Hurricanes got a power play goal in this game. Second game in a row where they scored a power play goal. You're starting to be a little concerned. Wasn't a lot of penalties last night. I thought the officials called it pretty close to the vest. There was also another play where it looked like the Hurricanes had shot the puck over the net, you know, out of the arena, into the stands for a penalty, and they didn't call it. And again, you look at the replay. I guess they can't review this. I don't know why you can't review it, but it makes no sense to me. But they review everything else. But you can't review that. And it clearly looked, when you look at the replay, like because Lafreniere was involved, that Lafreniere did not touch the puck, and it just went straight up into the stands. They didn't call the penalty. But not too long after that, they called that cross-checking against Zibanejad that led to the Kreider goal that tied the game at 3-3. But there were signs that it just wasn't going to happen for the Rangers last night. And then things kind of changed, you know? The Hurricanes hit two posts in this game, one that hit the crossbar, one that hit the side of the net, you know, I mean, that could have easily been goals, which is Shesterkin out of position, but they didn't go in. So there was that kind of omen. And then there was a breakaway by Sebastian Aho, another guy you can't stand if you're a Ranger fan, and he totally misses the net. It looked like he had Shesterkin out of position, totally misses the net. They don't score. So, you know, the karma change was starting to happen right at that point. And then when Kreider scored the goal to make it 3-2 to cut the Ranger deficit to 1, at that point you were really starting to feel it that, boy, maybe the Rangers are going to pull this off. And let me just say this, too, about Kreider. To me, there was never a doubt that number 20, when all is said and done, is going to go to the rafters. He is one of the great Rangers of all time. You know, let's tell it like it is. How many deep playoff runs? I believe this is going to be the fifth time now that Kreider's going to the Eastern Conference Finals. He did it in 2012, which was his rookie season. Remember, he scored 5 goals in the playoffs before he ever scored a goal in a regular season. He was on the Ranger team that went to the Conference Finals in 2012, the Ranger team that went to the Conference Finals in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2014, the Ranger team that went to the Conference Finals and lost to Tampa Bay in 2015, the Ranger team 2 years ago that lost to Tampa in the Conference Finals and in 6 games, and now for the fifth time, they will go to the Conference Finals. But Kreider was not going to allow him to lose this game or lose this series or send this to a 7th game. And I'm telling you right now, number 20 goes to the Raptors. Like I said, he's the all-time Ranger leader in playoff goals. He's got 47. He's the all-time Ranger leader in playoff power play goals. I believe he's got like 20, something like that, somewhere in that area with the one he scored last night. He's third all-time in goals scored, period, as a Ranger, behind only Roger Bear and John Drittel, both of who had their numbers up in the rafters, and of course are both in the Hall of Fame. He's got 304 career goals. He's third all time in the history of the franchise. He's the number 2 guy all time in power play goals. I believe only Camille Henry has more power play goals all time than Kreider. I think Henry has 116. Kreider's got 110. He's probably going to go by him standing still next year. There is no doubt in my mind, this guy, number 20, has got to go to the rafters when all is said and done. And to me, he stamped that last night. And if the Rangers go on and win 8 more games, they're halfway there now, 8 down, 8 to go. If the Rangers win 8 more games, let's be honest, and they win the Stanley Cup, you're going to see not just Kreider, you're going to see a lot of guys from this hockey team have their numbers up in the rafters. Panarin, Zibanejad, Fox, Shesterkin, you're going to see all those guys up in the rafters with Chris Kreider. But what a game this was last night. I'm telling you right now, I'm still shaking from last night how great a victory this was. Because they looked dead in the water. They looked so bad after they took that 3-0 lead. You know, they could have easily won game four. That was a tough game. Remember, they hit a couple posts in that game. Lafreniere was flying around, and they wound up losing. Lindgren took that bad penalty with about 4 minutes to go in the third period of game four, and that led to the power play goal that won the game for Carolina. And then, of course, when they came back home in game five at the Garden, I mean, you could see from the jump that the Rangers didn't have it in that game. Even though they took the 1-0 lead, Trouba got that shorthanded goal to give them that 1-0 lead. They led 1-0 after two periods. You didn't feel good. They just weren't playing well. You know, Shesterkin was basically saving them the entire game there in game five at the Garden. And then, of course, the implosion in the third period. You know, three goals by Carolina. They win that game 4-1, and we're all flipping out. You know, we're all flipping out. But we should have known this wasn't going to be an easy series. Carolina was, you know, look, they're only 3 points behind the Rangers all year in the East, in the Metropolitan Division, as they were chasing the Rangers the entire year. And every time Carolina looked like they got close, the Rangers would pull away again. And that's basically what happened here in game six last night. But I can't say enough. You're a Ranger fan, you got to be thrilled. And I feel, I'm telling you, you got to feel, I don't care who they play. I don't care if they play the Florida Panthers. I don't care if they play the Boston Bruins. I don't care who they play, and we'll find out. Right now, Florida with that 3-2 lead over Boston, game six tonight in Boston. And that series, you know, forget about the home team in that series. I mean, think about it. Boston won game one in Florida. Florida wins the next three games, including the two games in Boston. They come back home for game five looking to close it out against the Bruins, and the Bruins beat them. Now they go back for game six in Boston. And if you're a Ranger fan, you know, you're rooting for the Bruins tonight because you want to see this series go seven games. I mean, I do. I want the Rangers to get as much rest as possible. Now, they probably will not start the next round until the West is done, and there's still a little bit to go. last night, the Vancouver Canucks took a 3-2 lead over Edmonton in their series. And the other series, I believe Dallas can close it out tonight. They're up 3-2 on Colorado. So, you know, I want to see all those series go seven games. And certainly, I want to see the Bruins win tonight. Let there be a seventh game, which I guess would be Sunday night in Florida. But I don't care who the Rangers play. I feel this team is clearly a team that can win the Stanley Cup. And I hope that no matter who they play in the next round, I hope they're underdogs. Like, just like they were against Carolina, they were underdogs. Can you believe they were underdogs against the Hurricanes? But they were. But I feel good about this team, you know? And they scored finally last night, even strength, when they had to, with the money on the line. They got that early goal when they were down 2-0 by Trocheck on that tip-in off the shot by Panarin. And the sound you're hearing in the background is my cat, who's looking outside and talking to the birds. So, and he's also, Dante and Iggy, my two cats, are also very excited as, who's this, Iggy coming up here now? Dante coming up here now? Hi, Don. You want to talk into the microphone? You want to say something?
I can't believe the Rangers won.
Right. Even Dante and Iggy are pumped up that the Rangers won this game last night. They said, Daddy, we are excited. No doubt about it.
He's got the zoomies.
He's got the zoomies. He's like, these are like our kids. So, anyway, but. I feel confident. I hope the Rangers are underdogs. Let them be underdogs again. Let everybody continue to underestimate how good this team is. This is a tremendous team, and they have all the earmarks of a championship hockey club. And to me, last night proved again why this team, I really feel, is going to go on and win the Stanley Cup. You know, I don't feel, you know, never feel too confident about the teams I root for. But last night, you're a Ranger fan, it had a boost of confidence that you feel that they're going to go on and win these next eight games they got to win and hoist that cup for the first time in 30 years. How sweet it was last night. Wow. All I could say was when Kreider scored the goal last night to put him ahead, all I could say was wow. And Kreider became, here's something else, Ranger fans. He's the first hat trick by a Ranger in a playoff since Derek Brassard did it back in 2015. So it's been 9 years since you had a Ranger have a hat trick in a playoff game. But think about this. He's the only two other Rangers in the history of this franchise have ever had a hat trick in the third period of a playoff game. And those guys' names are Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky. And Chris Kreider joins, you know, two of the greatest hockey players that ever lived. Gretzky probably is the greatest hockey player that ever lived. Messier, probably the greatest captain that ever lived of a hockey team, winning six Stanley Cups. He won five with Edmonton and one, of course, the all-timer with the Rangers 30 years ago. But so Kreider joins very elite company. Remember, Messier did it in 1994 in Game 6 against the Devils. We all remember that. That hat trick, all the goals in the third period when Messier guaranteed they'd win that game when they were trailing that series 3-2. And, of course, one Game 6 in Jersey. And then one Game 7, the classic Matteau game in Game 7 to get to the Cup Finals in 94. Gretzky did it in the second round of the playoffs against the Florida Panthers back in 1997. So those are the only two guys ever to get a hat trick in the third period of a playoff game. Chris Kreider joins that group right as well, and that is very, very elite company. So just a magical night last night in Carolina for the New York Rangers as they now put their feet up and get ready to play either the Florida Panthers or the Boston Bruins in the Eastern Conference Final. How sweet it is. All right, Beningo, the Ode to Pain podcast. Let's get our sponsors in here. We start off, as always, with the Hackensack Brewing Company. You know, I basically seem to be saying this every podcast because everybody continues to ask me, when are we going to have the next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company? You know, we'll find out. My daughter's working on it. She's had a few things going on that she's have kind of some personal things she's needed to take care of. But she will be getting this done soon. Talking to Mike Jones about when exactly it'll be. Obviously, it'll be sometime in June. And you know the deal. Located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful, who needs a house out in Hackensack. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10, Monday to Friday, 2 to 10, Saturday, 12 to 8, Sundays. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. As I continue to have to clear my throat, as this is what happens when you're old. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Right behind his tombstones, and there's a big tombstone that says, "Rest in peace, 2023-24 Carolina Hurricanes. See ya. God bless you." Check out the Hackensack Brewing Company when you're there. Check out all the different variations of the Ode to Pain beer, the one with the jet packaging, the Met packaging, the Nick packaging. I know TJ's been working on one for the Rangers as well. You know, I think he's waiting for the Rangers to win the Stanley Cup, and I'll have the Rangers Stanley Cup Ode to Pain beer. We can only hope that that happens, but check them out. Again, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, and we'll let you know when the next live podcast is. Don't forget to go when you have any needs at all for your automotive needs. Check out Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey. See my son Johnny. See his boss, Ari. See the whole group over there, the whole mishpucha over there. See Rob, one of their best mechanics. You need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected. There's only one place to go, and that is Anita Discount Tire. Tell them I sent you. Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. Check it out. Anita Discount Tire. Of course, DraftKings, you want to bet on anything? You want to bet on the hockey playoffs? You want to bet on the NBA playoffs? Of course, Game 6 tonight between the Knicks and the Pacers in Indiana. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the code ODEPAIN. New customers can get $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Check it out. And don't forget to use the code ODEPAIN. Now, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You can visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. Check it out. You want to bet on the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs, the baseball, whatever you want to do, DraftKings, the only way to go. And last not least, boy, thank God I found these people. My friends at Manscaped, boy, do I have a different perspective now. Even my wife's happy now. She says, boy, nothing better than a couple extra inches, even if they're really only an illusion. But check out the Lawnmower 5.0 from DraftKings. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to use a scissor to trim the family jewels. No, no, no. You know, you don't want to cut yourself. That's happened to me. I know I've talked to a bunch of other guys. It's happened to as well. No, you want to get the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra from Manscaped. And that will, I'm telling you, man, you will be thrilled that you did. It is a stress-free shave, and you can save. Head over to manscaped.com and snag 20% off plus free shipping with the code ODAPAIN. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises. And I'm telling you right now, she's going to love it too. That's it. You know, we all want a couple extra inches. And even if they're not really, if it's not real, boy, that illusion is a good thing. Check out Manscaped 5.0 Lawnmower. Tell them Beningo sent you. They even have great underwear. I'm telling you right now. Now, if I was about 40 years younger, maybe I'd model the underwear. Oh, but we don't need that. You know what I mean? I don't need, like, you know, the police coming to the door and, you know, coming after me. And you don't really don't want, nobody really wants, I don't even know how my wife wants to see me in my underwear. Nobody really wants to see Beningo in his underwear. But I'm telling you right now, Manscaped, they got some really, really solid underwear. You know, the family jewels don't fall out. You know, you wear those underwear where, you know, they're a little, you know, they're not, they don't really fit right. You know, you got something hanging out. You don't want that. So even underwear, Manscaped has outstanding underwear as well. And they look good. You know, they look good. You could actually do like a model shoot if, you know, if you wanted to do Playgirl. I don't even know if that stuff's around anymore.
I don't even think it exists.
What the hell? I don't think it exists anymore. But anyway, check out Manscaped. And you'll be happy that you did. Check out the 5.0 Lawnmower Ultra. All right, Beningo, the ODAPAIN podcast. Well, tonight, the New York Knickerbockers can join the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals with a win over the Indiana Pacers in Indiana tonight. The Knicks coming off that 30-point. After they got blown out in Game 4 by 32 points in Indiana, tied a series at 2-2, what do? They come back to the Garden for Game 5, and they blow the Pacers out by 30. 44-point performance by Jalen Brunson. Tremendous games by everybody. Deuce McBride, of course, Tom Thibodeau deciding to start McBride and take Precious Achiuwa out of the starting lineup. Huge game for McBride. A monster game for Isaiah Hartenstein, who had 17 rebounds, 12 offensive rebounds, tying the Knick all-time record for offensive rebounds in a playoff game with Charles Oakley, who did it in 1994 against the Bulls. Unbelievable. And how about Alec Burks? Alec Burks, who's come out of mothballs and been unbelievable the last three games. He scored 18 points. He was 5-for-8 from three-point land in Game 5. And God knows they're going to need him because, let's be honest, right now the Knicks are down to a seven-man rotation. Forget OG Anunoby. He is not playing. I'm telling you right now, you know, you could listen to all the reports, you know, and stop humoring yourself, Knick fans. We're not seeing this guy the rest of the year, okay? As far as this team goes in the playoffs, that we are not seeing OG Anunoby. He's not going to play tonight. If there's a game 7 in this series, he's not playing then. And I'm telling you, if they get to the conference finals against the Boston Celtics next week, he's not playing there either. So this is what the Knicks have. It's basically a seven-man rotation. I mean, that's it. Let's be honest, you know? It's Brunson, it's Hart, it's DiVincenzo, it's Hartenstein, it's McBride, it's Achiuwa, and it's Burks. That's the team. You know, maybe you'll see a Jericho Sims here and there. You know, maybe you'll see some of these other guys you don't even know are on the team, like this guy Milton or whatever, who was in for extended garbage time, as Marv would say, at the end of the fourth quarter of Game 5. But, look, I don't know what to expect tonight from the Knicks. I got a feeling this series is going 7. But I'll tell you right now, whether they close it out tonight or whether it winds up going 7 on Sunday afternoon at the Garden, the Knicks are winning this series. They're winning it. They're winning it. Brunson and Hart and DiVincenzo and these guys, they will not allow the Knicks to lose this series. This team has big balls. This team has tremendous heart. And this team is tough as nails. And we saw Jalen Brunson do it again. Yo, look. Brunson wasn't healthy. You know, he hasn't been healthy since Game 1 of the series until Game 5. He wasn't healthy in Game 2, even though he came out and scored 24 points in the fourth quarter and they won that game. He clearly was not healthy in the two games in Indiana. He is healthy now. 44 points in game five. Another 40-point game in the playoffs for Brunson, and he will tie Bernard King for the most 40-point playoff games in a playoff season. Remember, he did it in 1984 against both the Detroit Pistons and the Boston Celtics. You know, Brunson's – I'm going to make a prediction because I think the Knicks are going on and getting to the conference finals against Boston, that he will break that record. He will have at least two more 40-point playoff games before this playoff run is over for the Knickerbockers. So game six tonight, for some reason, the game doesn't start till 8:30, which is, to me, absolutely absurd. But we all know it's all about television, right? What is it, ESPN, I think, the game tonight? We all know it's all about television, of course. Why wouldn't it be? So, but 8:30 tip-off tonight in Indiana. But even if they lose tonight, they are not going to lose this series. And we will. It will set up a for the first time in 50 years, the Knicks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. They actually played in the Conference Finals three consecutive times. 1972, the Knicks won that series in five. 1973, that classic seven-game series with the Knicks winning game seven in Boston Garden. And then in 1974, the Celtics finally beat the Knicks, beat them in five on their way to winning the NBA title that year. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks in a classic seven-game series in the NBA Finals that year. So the Celtics are sitting there waiting, and let's hope the Knicks wrap it up tonight, and the next time we see the Knicks play at the Garden will be game three of the Eastern Conference Finals. But I am confident that no matter how it plays out, the Knicks will win this series. Whether they win tonight or not, I'm a little – I don't know if they're winning tonight. I would – to me, it's 50-50 they win tonight. But I am totally convinced there is no way they will not win this series, even if it goes seven games. Game six tonight, 8:30 in Indiana. And we'll see. Maybe Jalen Brunson goes for 50 tonight, and the Knicks could close him out. But I'm telling you right now, if you are a fan, as I am, of the two teams that play in Madison Square Garden, it really doesn't get any better than it is right now. I mean, what else can you say? And I think I could be wrong about this, but I believe the last time both the Knicks and the Rangers were in the conference finals together, I think you got to go all the way back. And I think you got to go back to 94, right? That's got to be the last time both teams were in the conference finals together. 30 years ago. When the Knicks wound up beating the Pacers in seven in the conference finals, and the Rangers wound up beating the Devils in seven in the conference finals. And then, of course, the Rangers went on and won the Stanley Cup. The Knicks went on and lost a brutal seven-game series in the finals to the Houston Rockets. So if the Knicks win tonight or win game seven on Sunday, it will be the first time in 30 years that both the Knicks and the Rangers are in the Eastern Conference Finals together. It has been, as I keep going back to the song by Billy Joel, the great song, "This Is the Time." This is the time to remember, because it will not last forever. And that's exactly where we are right now. If you root for the teams that inhabit Madison Square Garden, it has been a time to remember. The Rangers, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, again, winning the series against Carolina in six, and really one of the all-time great wins in the history of the franchise last night. The Chris Kreider hat trick game, we'll always remember that, in game six against the Hurricanes. And now the Knickerbockers will try to get it done tonight in game six in Indiana. As my wife shakes her head, probably about some political nonsense going on.
It's about Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, Scheffler. Did you hear about this quickly? Scheffler was, I guess, detained by the police.
No, they actually arrested him.
Oh, he got arrested now, Scheffler?
Yes, indeed. He faces.
Really?
Yep.
For just
assault?
Really?
Yep. Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. No. They have criminal mischief, reckless driving.
Wow.
Third degree criminal mischief.
Wow. You hearing my wife here?
Disregarding traffic signals from an officer. A witness said that Scotty was trying to go around
the traffic.
Evidently, a pedestrian was killed by a bus.
Wow.
He was trying to go around it, around the median.
Wow. Well, we got it. We're almost done here, but We'll keep an eye on this at Valhalla, Scheffler's four under par. All the love.